I didn't touch anything. I swear I didn't touch anything.
I know. I saw you. Did the Potemkin perform another scan?
I doubt it, sir.
Away team to Potemkin. What did you do?
Same as before. Nothing.
Potemkin here, Commander. What are you three up to over there?
I wish I knew, Captain. I take it nothing has changed on your end.
Nothing other than that ship locking and loading its full payload on us, though it seems to be standing down again.
And I'm not sure why, Captain. Barclay and I... Finnegan!
Mr. Finnegan isn't with you, Commander?
No, ma'am. He went to go find the weapon systems. I would say he probably found them.
I would say that's a pretty good guess. Maybe you should find Riley before he accidentally blows us out of the sky.
Will do, Captain. Avery out.
Did I get her shut down in time?
So it was you.
What the heck did you think you were doing? Didn't I explain thoroughly enough why we shouldn't just go pushing buttons?
Grammy boy, don't be pushing my buttons right now.
What happened?
I found the weapon system. Thought if I shut down the system, it would also shut down the tractor beam. Problem was, I was thinking you need a passcode.
Now aren't you wishing we brought the linguistics expert with us?
No offense, Commander, but you used to be a linguistic yourself. Why haven't you figured all this stuff out yet?
My specialty was in auditory. I can pick things up pretty quick when I hear someone talking, but the written stuff is a bit out of my jurisdiction. Besides, I was a better counselor than I was a communications officer.
Great.
Does that mean you might concede that we need Ra on this one?
It doesn't matter. I'm in charge of this away mission. It's my call to make. Away team to Potemkin.
Potemkin here, Avery. I assume you found the problem?
Yes, ma'am. The problem is that we really need Ra on this one. Everything here is written in a script we can't make out. Without him, we're just tapping around.
We could really use him over here.
Probably would have been better if I had agreed to send him in the first place, wouldn't it?
I wouldn't presume to say any such thing, Captain.
Good man, Commander. Lieutenant, are you still willing to head over the ship?
Yes, Captain.
Report to the transporter room. You're in the game.
Permission to come aboard, Commander.
Okay. Enough gloating. Get to work, would you?
I'm an adequate enough translator to know that's an apology.
In Neanderthal.
Okay, gentlemen. We've wasted enough time here bickering. We've got a ship to save.
Okay, let's see here. The language seems to be based on a barcode system. If we assume that these two stations are the helm and the navigation, I should be able to use some of the basic linguistic patterns to build a rudimentary translation key.
How long should that take, Ra? And Barclay, quit smiling. Yes, you were correct.
Sorry, Commander. I'll stop now.
Well, I'm going to have to do it all by hand, as, if I heard correctly, electronics seem to bring about bad results. Probably about 45 minutes.
And how long until the ships are pulled in by the sun?
About another hour until we hit the point of no return.
Okay, then. Let's get to work. Progress report, gentlemen. We're at 10 minutes and counting.
I believe we have translated enough to narrow down the panel we need to one of three.
All three of them are some form of beam, and all three are located in the same area.
Let me guess. The same area that was lit up when the ship was about to fire on the Potemkin.
Exactly.
If I had another 15 minutes, I could probably narrow it down enough to make sure, but...
But we don't have another 15 minutes. Any best guesses?
In spite of the fact that they use a similar layout, this was a different species from our own. It's hard to say where they may put the individual controls.
It's that one right there, the one in the middle. Pull the control bar down and to the left.
What makes you think so?
I'm chief of security. It's my job to know.
We need something a little more substantial than that.
Why? You know your stuff. Why is it so strange that I know mine?
I think that's the first time you've ever admitted that I know what I'm doing.
Okay, gentlemen. Let's not get started again.
I'm not starting anything, sir.
Can you explain your thinking so we can all get on the same page?
Fine. It's close enough to the station seat to provide easy access, but isn't as close as the one on the right. When you're in the heat of battle, you want your weapons closest, your snares within reach, and the rest can be stretched for. Now, I'm not sure what the top one on the left is, but I'm certain of the other two.
Makes sense to me.
Me too, as hard as that might be for me to believe.
Okay, then. Care to do the honors, Lieutenant Commander?
Sure. My call. If it's my mistake, I should be the one to make it.
How about that? It worked.
What about the other half of the equation?
I'm not sure we even need to rig the ship to blow it, but it's available if you want it.
I thought we were going to tow it to safety.
I considered that, but decided against it. With everything that's happened when we use technology directly against it, I don't want to see what happens if we try to grab it.
But...
The time for discussion is over, Mr. Finnegan. I've made my decision.
Yes, sir.
How did you get the passcodes for self-destruct?
We didn't. We're just going to shut down the fusion safeties and let the engine do what comes naturally. Now that I know what to look for, it's surprisingly easy. Remember what I said? The system is very basic.
Then are we ready to go?
Just waiting for the beam out.
We are still retrieving my men, right?
I've already fed their locations to the ship. They'll be beamed out when we are.
Then let's get out of here. The air's starting to smell.
Mr. Barkley, do it.
Yes, sir.
Away team to Potemkin. We're ready for beam out.
Acknowledged, Commander. Come on home.
Are you ready for me, Captain?
Yes, Avery. Come on in. Conclusions, Commander?
Overall, Captain, I think it could have gone a lot better. We were far from the well-oiled machine we should have been. I'm especially upset with the fact that we lost two men over there.
I understand, Commander. That upsets me as much as it does you. Did you learn whom the ship belonged to?
Not precisely. In spite of the fact that Ra was able to translate the language, there wasn't any sign of identification. If we'd been able to download the ship's logs, we may have gotten a better idea, but we decided it wasn't worth the risk.
Okay, that's good for the official explanation, but you have that look in your eye.
Well, keep in mind that I'm basing this solely on stories I've heard around the galaxy, and nothing official, but I think it may have been one of the fabled Primillian battlecruisers. If I had to guess, I'd say that the ship was left as a booby trap for the Menthars, the race that they were warring with. The common belief is that the two races wiped each other out centuries ago. The trap theory would explain, though, why the ship was abandoned and so easily triggered. Ra is going to upload the translations with the scans we were able to take before getting snared. And maybe, if someone is able to encounter one in a safer environment, they can confirm or deny the evidence we've gathered today.
How's Ra's head doing?
He's not complaining, but I can tell that he's hurting. I told him to get some rest after he's done with his report.
He could do the reports after resting.
You and I know that, but he's going to prove that his blindness isn't going to stop him from being everyone's equal, even if it kills him.
In spite of the fact that we already see him as such? Or at least, we will from this point forward. Is there anything else?
I can't help but think that there's something more going on. Finnegan is normally overbearing, but he was at a whole new level over there. I felt as though I was working with one hand tied behind my back.
And I didn't help matters much by keeping a key tool away from you.
Ra's a good man, Ephrosian. I wouldn't have recommended him if I didn't think he could do the job.
And I wouldn't have brought him aboard if I didn't trust your judgment. Bygones?
Bygones. In the end, though, we managed to pull everything together and work like a team. And that's the most important thing. As long as we're able to learn from our mistakes, we won't be doomed to repeat them.
Computer, secure room. Open security file, Finnegan, Omega 13, Alpha 6. Underlie transmission and files found on my scanner under standard letter file type, Shirley 12-9. Record when ready. Barnes, as I said in my last transmission, we found a Primellian battlecruiser. When I tried to set things up to tow it back to Federation space, the commander overruled me. On the plus side, though, I was able to get sensor scans of all their weapon systems, though it did cost me two of my men and almost destroyed the Potemkin. While the systems are outdated by our standards, if the Promenians are still out there, they could prove to be a big threat. Have the lab boys go over the scans I'm transmitting with this message. I'm certain they can come up with something. Good luck, and I'll be in touch. Stop recording. Computer, place that recording session into the next data stream package. Then delete this session from your memory banks. Security clearance, Finnegan Pi Gamma 12. End session.